Today is Tuesday, March 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. You know, it's starting to be another one of those things where I hate the news. So Mark always listens to the news. Like, I know it's good to be informed. I know it's good to be informed. But every morning we wake up to Good Morning America, and then at night when we go to bed, he normally turns on the TV in the bedroom, and Nightline is coming on because we leave that TV on ABC because we have an antenna now, and we just leave it always on ABC so that in the morning when the TV automatically comes on because there's a timer on the TV, it's on Good Morning America. So about 6:45, it turns on and Good Morning America is playing. And so I literally wake up with stock market crashing, coronavirus killing everyone, you know, horrible Trump stuff. And then I go to bed at night with coronavirus, stock market crashing, horrible Trump stuff. Like, it's just, oh. And I feel so, like, it's depressing, y'all. And that's what I've been dealing with. And so I was like, oh, I'm so sick of the news. And then, of course, my phone has a news feed on it as well. So I got a little, the Google launcher has Google, it used to be called Google Now, but I think it's like just now, maybe it's just called Google Assistant or something. But there's a news feed there. And Google kind of, tracks you and determines what things you might like and then puts those in your feed. And so this morning, I was going through it because, usually it's pretty good. And if it's bad, you can go in and say, I'm not interested in this topic or, because occasionally you'll Google something just on a lark. And then Google will think that you really like that thing. And so it will start showing you that thing over and over and over again. And so occasionally that happens. And then I have to go in and be like, no, Google, I'm not interested in that. But anyway, there was an article from our local news organization that said, it basically said that there have been zero actual confirmed cases of coronavirus in Arkansas. So that's good. I mean, so far, no confirmed cases. And then we have we don't have any confirmed cases, no big deal. I'm trying not to touch my face, but it's really hard not to touch your freaking face. And everybody all over Twitter and everywhere else has been talking about how they can't keep from touching their face. And I'm really not trying that hard because I forget about it. And I'm sure I touch my face like 1,000 times a day, but I forget. So I guess I'm really not trying all of that hard. I don't know. So other than that, but it's good that we have zero cases in Arkansas, because at least if I touch my face, I'm not going to get it because there's nobody in Arkansas currently that has it. Well, theoretically. And then Mark is supposed to be going to the Philippines in like a month, but they're currently quarantining, or he heard that they may be quarantining people who arrive in the Philippines for 2 weeks. And his trip is only 3 weeks. And so he's like, well, if that's going to be the case, I'm not going to go. So I don't know. This virus is really impacting everything. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with all of that, but we'll see. But other than that, last night after I recorded, I cooked dinner and I made turkey burgers and they were really good. I mixed a little bit of, I get the like 98% or 99% lean. So on Weight Watchers, it's 0 points for that. And then I had whole wheat buns and all of that kind of stuff. But I really, I'm still doing horrible on actually following a diet. So I have an air fryer and I had some Arby's curly fries, some frozen Arby's curly fries that you can buy at the store, not literally from Arby's, but it's like an Arby's brand of curly fries and they're seasoned and everything. And so I did those in the air fryer. And then Mark really likes bacon on his burgers. So I made him bacon And we had leftover chili that I made last week. And so, and I thought that would be a little bit lower calorie than the bacon because I used, again, like 98% lean ground beef in the chili, and I added carrots and other healthy things. So I did that, and I put that on top of mine. And then I put some guacamole and cheese and a tomato and that hydroponic lettuce that you can get. So anyway, I did that. And then after we ate, I had a task for myself, you know, in my to-do list to email all of these lenders. So I had three different lenders. One was recommended for my stepfather, and two were recommended by a real estate agent. So I emailed the lenders and said, hey, you know, you were recommended and we're going to start looking for houses and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. So I did that. And I said, you know, we're looking at a couple of different options for lenders or a few different options, but we wanted to meet with you. And I kind of wrote the letter and then I kind of copy pasted it to each of those three people. And a couple of them responded and you know, said, one of them said, oh yeah, well, first go over to my site and fill out, click on this link and you can do a pre-approval form. There's a form that we have you fill out and everything. And so we're going to do that tonight, except now the concern is, I don't remember, do they check your credit when they do these pre-approvals? Because if we're doing three or four different lenders, that means we're going to get three or four different hits on our credit all at the same time. And sometimes that can be not very good. And so now I've sent an email to him saying, well, do you actually run the credit, or do you do something that's not gonna, and I don't know. I mean, credit always kind of confuses me anyway. Like, I don't know really what things impacted and what things don't. And it's really hard because sometimes having a credit card but having a zero balance can negatively impact your credit just as much as if you have a high balance on something. There's like this happy medium, you know, you're not supposed to have too much available credit, but you're not supposed to have spent too much of your available credit. There's all this crazy, you know, you don't want too many checks on your credit, you know, all at the same time, because that looks weird. There's all this stuff. It's like crazy confusing. So we may or may not be filling this out tonight because I haven't heard back from that person to tell me, you know, are they actually running the credit? And we need to look on the website because it probably answers that question. They probably have a little FAQ or something that tells you like, oh, here's what we're going to do. And don't worry, it's not going to affect your credit or, you know, whatever. Or yes, it will affect your credit, so make sure you don't do this with multiple lenders, or I don't know. And then one of them wanted to talk on the phone, and so, well, actually two of them wanted to either meet or talk on the phone, so I have to get back with them to schedule, like, when Mark and I can both either get off work, or maybe if they're open or they work on Saturdays, we could go and have a meeting with them or whatever. But we really need to get something going with something more official saying, yes, this is what you guys can afford. You would definitely get approved for it, yada, yada, yada. Here's what your payments would be, et cetera, et cetera. So when we go look for houses, we have a piece of paper and all that. I think the piece of paper is less important because we're not, like I said before, we're not moving until May or June, May in the at the earliest. And if we moved in May, we would have to pay rent and mortgage at the same time. Except I seem to recall that when you first purchase a home, it's a month or two before you actually owe your first payment. So at least it was when I moved into my house in Texas. I'm not sure if it's always that way or it just depends on like where your closing date falls and all that. So we're going to do that. And then when we were recording Survivors Ready with Daniel on Sunday, people were having trouble with the chat room or with the player on the site. Actually, it wasn't with Daniel. It was the week before. There were some people that were having trouble listening to the stream. And I realized there was Google Chrome started doing bad things to non-HTTPS traffic. And so Pride48.com is HTTPS. Again, I'm getting techie again. But the stream itself is not HTTPS. It's regular HTTP. And so that is causing the player to fail when you load it in Chrome. So tonight I'm gonna be filling out, you know, some website on getting pre-approved, and I'm gonna be working on the stream so that the player works. So those are the things I'm gonna be doing tonight. And That's going to be a lot of fun. And I've got a little bit of a headache too as well. I think it's that time of year when there's pollen and there's, you know, all this stuff in the air, and I'm starting to have allergies. It's not coronavirus, I promise. So I have a little bit of a headache as well. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.